USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. For the first time, Nikki Haley is the anticipated winner of a GOP primary, reportedly coming out on top in Washington, D.C. on Sunday. Meanwhile, Donald Trump celebrating a handful of new state caucus victories across the U.S. this weekend. Republicans gathered for caucuses in Missouri, Michigan, and Idaho Saturday. Trump rallied in Virginia.
We want to send a big signal, so it's important. I mean, we don't need your vote. We want you to get out, though, and vote in big margins, and we want to send that little freight train going along.
Haley has vowed to remain in the race through Super Tuesday, March 5th. The impeachment inquiry against President Joe Biden marches on despite recent setbacks. Republicans on Capitol Hill now want to bring forward U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland for an interview, announcing a new subpoena. Kentucky Congressman James Comer, on with Fox Business, says this is about Biden's favorable classified documents case result.
We have some emails from Hunter Biden to various people around the globe that he was receiving money from, that in these emails are attachments that appear to be government documents. We want to know, were those part of the classified documents?
Elon Musk is suing OpenAI and its CEO. Musk co-founded the artificial intelligence company and claims that it drifted from its original nonprofit mission, from OpenAI's founding charter, and he wants the company to pay back all of its profits. Paxlovid use could save lives and money.
University of Texas researchers found that administering the antiviral drug Paxlovid after a COVID-19 diagnosis resulting in estimated savings of $57 to $170 billion. The research indicates that Paxlovid use could potentially save around 30,000 lives during a significant outbreak.
USA's John Schaefer. This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
There is steady progress being made in talks over a potential ceasefire between Israel and Hamas as a bloody war between them is nearing the five-month mark. House Intelligence Chair Mike Turner tells CBS Face the Nation a ceasefire deal can help ensure that Hamas hostages get released safely.
There are hostages that are still being held as a result of Hamas and the murderous onslaught of October 7th.
A U.S. official said the deal could involve a six-week ceasefire and the release of at-risk hostages. The largest wildfire ever to hit Texas resumed its rapid growth pace through the later part of Sunday, with heavy winds challenging fire teams once again. Fire grew by more than 1,000 more acres, totaling well over 1 million by the end of the day Sunday. Critical fire conditions were expected to continue through most of Monday, but an approaching cold front could offer some relief. Heavy snow crippling California highways in the meantime, creating life-threatening conditions around Lake Tahoe. One wind gust was clocked at 190 miles per hour. More than 100 miles of I-80 remained closed Sunday from the Nevada border. Many travelers were trapped in their vehicles for hours. Many sports fans will feel the loss of a longtime top ESPN journalist, Chris Mortensen, this week. His family made the announcement Sunday that he died of cancer. Mortensen was a regular contributor on NFL shows on ESPN, as well as SportsCenter. He was 72 years old. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.